And we are joined on the phone with Mary Ann Kirsteins. She is the director of the Grand County Animal Shelter. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Doing good, thanks. How about yourself?
Doing well, thanks.
Tell us about the Grand County Animal Shelter.
Well, we are located in Granby. We're right in front of the sanitation department, if anyone knows that. So the smell's not from us, it's from the sanitation department. We are a staff of three. As you introduced me, I'm Mary Ann Kirsteins. I'm the corporal here. I've been here 19 years. Then we have Robin Stapleton, who's at the mostly at the office, sometimes on the road. She's been a part of us for 14 years. And then we have Samantha Ellison, or she goes by Sam. She's been here a little over a year.
And Mary Ann, do you have any guests with you at the shelter these days?
You know, if you're talking about furry guests,
yes.
I have actually no dogs right now, which is wonderful. It's the first time in I can't even tell you how many years, and it probably won't last long, but we're counting the hours that we've had no dogs. And then we've only got one cat and three cats that are on are being fostered right now. So we're doing pretty well here.
We were keeping an eye on Homie, making sure he found a home, because our dog Chooch, who's a shelter dog from the care shelter in the Roaring Fork Valley, kind of got to be friends with Homie. So we were just making sure Homie's set up.
Yeah, Homie is actually set up. He's at a wonderful place. What we do here is we do 3-week trials so that the animal feels as much as home as it works for the individual. So we always do a trial just to make sure it's a perfect match. And then they can do a full adoption.
Tell us about the relationship between Grand County Pet Pals and the Grand County Animal Shelter.
So Grand County Pet Pals, they're the supportive arm of the animal shelter. They do all of our fundraisers. They do fundraisers. They help. So with the fundraisers, they make sure all the animals at the shelter get medical treatment, spay and neutered. They also help the public or whatnot, their animals. We always offer at the shelter $75 off vouchers for the people who are in need of financial assistance. And that goes towards any of the vets up in Grand County. So we always promote, like, hey, if you're having, you know, problems financially, please come by and we can, you know, through the fundraisers, through our grants, we are fortunate enough to offer that to the public.
And Mary Ann, talk about the changing face of fundraising and what that means to you as the commander over there.
Well, you know, it's going to be different. I mean, there's been so many fundraisers that are online. I've been actually watching people or whatnot. It's been virtual races and all that. Is that what you're asking about?
Sure.
Yeah, so thankfully our doggy dash that happens every other year is next year, so I have a lot of time to prep for that. But I've seen a lot of people who just, you know, it's not really the race. It's about giving back to the animals at the shelter or the community or whatnot. So the virtual races have done really well on the internet for a lot of shelters, and it's been wonderful to see, because a lot of people, like, you know, have thought that they're going to lose out on money and how are we going to afford certain things. And like I said, the virtual races have come through. The people have always come through. Even like our county, I can't tell you how much donations and everything we get from, you know, our community. We have a wonderful community here. So I'm looking forward to, you know, to a new way to do a fundraiser, if that's what it comes down to.
Hey, especially if you don't have to deal with people. Hey, Mary Ann, I wanted to ask you why there are no dogs in the shelter right now. Did you have a lot before the COVID-19 outbreak? And are people just really needing somebody to something to spoon with, or what's going on?
You know, so actually we had only four before, and they were actually long-term residents. We had one for a year here that finally got a home, and then the other three were probably 7 months, 8 months, and 9 months. And It actually had nothing to do with the COVID. We actually got them adopted prior to that. They were just, we just found the right home at the right time for the people. So the reason we don't have dogs right now, that like normally I would go to a smaller shelter and say, hey, do you need help, you know, with any of your dogs? But like you were saying, with the COVID, so many people went out to adopt dogs just because they were at home. My biggest thing right now, and I've talked to other shelters, surrounding shelters, is that we're kind of worried about when people go back to work, are there going to be surrenders? Are there going to be dogs that have anxiety and the people can't take care of them anymore? So I want to have the capacity here at the shelter to help out Grand County if there are needs for people to surrender. And another reason, we sometimes go, like I said, to other shelters, ask them if they need help, the smaller shelters. But we, as part of the sheriff's office, we can't just, you know, do adoptions. We have to have space for the dogs running loose, the surrenders, the, you know, impounds, all that. So we can never really have a full capacity of adoptable dogs, you know, or cats, because, like I said, I mean, we're here for the community, and that's in all areas. It's not just to adopt animals.
Mary Ann Kirstein's from Grand County Animal Shelter. What motivates you to continue this work after 19 years?
You know, it's funny. My degree was in counseling, and I did that for a while. And unfortunately, it was kind of a situation. I loved helping the kids that I worked with, but they were put back in a situation where, you know, who knows if they would probably go back to the things they were doing prior, you know. And here, working with the animals, I get a, you know, get to talk to the people who are adopting the dogs. I get to see where they go. I know their second home or whatever is going to be hopefully their last home or whatnot. So it's, to me, working with the animals and working with the public, you know, it's a feel good, I guess, because I do know where the animals are going. I get to, you know, do applications for the people to make sure it's the right fit. We do the trials and everything. But yeah, I just like helping the community out and finding all the animals' forever homes.
What are some of the things you're looking for in people and families who want to adopt pets?
You know, our biggest thing is, you know, I mean, some dogs, unfortunately, don't like other dogs, you know, so it's, everything's just got to be the right fit. I mean, some dogs don't like children. It's just, that's a good question. I guess it's just everyone who comes in here might be coming in to look at a shepherd and they leave with a pit bull or something. We try to keep people's minds open. Like, yeah, I know you're looking for a lab, but I think this dog might be great for your family in general. And they'll come back or they'll write us and be like, yeah, you know, I never had that breed before and it was the best breed we've ever had. You know, so I guess what we tell people here is just don't go off the breed, go off the personality.
Good point. And, you know, some dogs do like little kids. They taste great.
They do. Add a little salt and they're really good.
Now, Mary Ann, are you like Dr. Doolittle, where you talk to the animals?
Well, I'm going to have to say, I'll be honest, I do. If I'm cleaning the cats and all that, they get to, you know, we have a conversation, if you know, with the dogs. You know, they never talk back, but I think they want to hear me, whatever I have to say, I guess.
And what are your strategies for maintaining your calmness or your sanity amidst barking when you have, you know, four or more dogs in the kennel? I imagine it can get kind of loud.
Well, you know, what's nice here is that the dogs are pretty much outside all day. We're very fortunate because we have the kennel system in the back. So each dog gets to be in their own kennel in the back. We also have a trainer who comes and does play groups with them 3 days a week. So with the barking, we usually only hear it when it's, you know, too cold outside. And so they're stuck in here, but, you know, I guess we just get used to it, and the dogs finally, you know, go to sleep. Or we give them a Kong with peanut butter in it, and that makes them quiet.
Yes. And, you know, I found that playing Led Zeppelin really loud can also drown out the sound of that barking. Marianne, this may be barking up the wrong tree, but let me ask you a question. Do you have you had, what's the most exotic animal you've had in your shelter?
Ooh, we had a boa constrictor once in here and a python. So we've had those. We've had a tarantula. So I'd say those are probably the exotic. We just had, it's not really exotic, but we had a, you know, a turtle in here.
Oh, that's exotic.
But yeah, so we never know what we're going to get. Obviously we focus on the domesticated animals, but, we do help, you know, when with livestock calls sometimes, you know, or we help with, you know, wildlife calls if needed, but we pretty much focus on the, like I said, the dogs and cats and guinea pigs, if we get them in, you know, it's just, it varies. It keeps us on our toes. We never know from one day to another day what's going to happen.
I think I speak for everyone in Grand County when we want to know more about the tarantula.
Did it have a name?
Was it Terry?
No, you know, I can't even remember what its name was. It was actually left behind at a house. They put it outside in an aquarium, and they left it. Someone's just like, there's a tarantula in this aquarium. And so we went and got it, and we had no clue, you know, how to deal with a tarantula. But we know not to deal with it too closely, though.
Did you wash it and brush it like a cat?
Yes, and I talked to it just like I talked to everyone else. But I was pretty much saying to that thing was just like, yeah, don't come near me.
Oh.
No, actually, it was pretty cool. It was pretty cool, but we got it adopted out. I mean, you know, people love snakes, people love spiders. It just all depends on your personality. I just, you know, it was very weird getting the, you know, a tarantula left behind. That hasn't happened in a while. Thankfully, that was like 16 years ago.
That would really bug me if that's all you got at the shelter.
I'll bring it to the station and drop it off at your front door.
Please do.
Yeah, and you can pet it and talk to it.
We will. I hear they're very nice, actually.
I really like tarantulas, personally.
You know, they have that Rosie at the, I forget, that place in Denver where you can hold the tarantula.
Oh, really?
And it was actually pretty cool. They, the Butterfly Pavilion.
Oh, cool.
And they were pretty much like, you know, my niece didn't want to hold it. And they're just like, you know, you let a dog come into your house that could bite you and you know, probably get more bites than a spider does. And, you know, he had a good point. It's all like, yeah, this spider probably won't do anything to you, but a dog might. And she was just like, okay, I'll hold it. So it was a pretty cool experience.
I feel a little bit guilty because when my daughter was a little kid, I used to sneak up behind her. And just when I got really close and she was really engaged in some activity, maybe coloring or something, I'd just yell at the top of my lungs, arachnophobia! And so I think she's been afraid of spiders ever since.
That wasn't during COVID? You just did that because you were bored?
This was a long time ago. I was experimenting on my daughter. Now she's fully grown and and able to be afraid of spiders all by herself. But I think I might have planted those seeds. I'm sorry to say.
It's good for them. It makes them stronger.
We're talking to Marianne Kirsteins. She's the corporal at the Grand County Animal Shelter. Marianne, is there anything else you'd like to add this morning?
You know, I guess so right now, just during all this, I just want people to know that we are still closed, the shelter itself. Next week, we will start being open by appointment only from 11 to 4. We are only allowing two people in at a time, just for our safety and their safety. We are requiring masks. That's just again for everyone's safety. But do call before you come in because you need an appointment. It's not like we have animals right now to come look at, but it's just that's kind of our protocol right now. And hopefully, hopefully it will all change, you know, sooner than later. But we do love our volunteers. We always appreciate them coming in, and hopefully we'll get back to having them. But right now we just have to do what's the best for the community, all for all of us.
Great. Well, thank you so much for taking the time to talk with us today. And thanks for your work caring for animals at the Grand County Shelter.
Thanks, Marianne.
Well, thank you guys very much. I appreciate the call.
All right. Bye-bye. Have a good one. Arachnophobia.
Okay.